Seattle Scots were watching as the Scottish independence vote tallies came in last night. And when Joyce Denton saw the answer was no.
A big sigh of relief.
Denton's in her 70s. She's been waiting and watching for Scottish independence since she was a teenager in northern Scotland, but she's still conflicted.
My head's saying no. My heart's saying that God has taken us 400 years to get this close. How long is it going to take us to get close again, you know? But then my head comes, kicks back in again and says, doesn't matter, do the right thing at the right time or it's not going to count, you know.
Another Seattle area Scot, David McCann, was clear about his disappointment with yesterday's vote results.
This was the first serious, real opportunity we had to become independent in 300 years. And I feel that we've blown it.
Andrew McDermott is a member of the Caledonian and St. Andrew Society of Seattle. He doesn't agree with Joyce Denton that the timing for independence was wrong. And unlike McCann, McDermott holds out hope that Scottish independence will come soon.
My children may see it, or my grandchildren. Alex Salmond, in stepping down today, the leader of the Scottish National Party, has said that the independence dream will not die. And I think a lot of people feel that if home rule continues not to be enough for the Scots, we'll see something like this in the future.
Seattle area Scots reacting to yesterday's historic vote on Scottish independence. Turnout was huge, with a majority voting against a break from the United Kingdom.